We have many, many, many challenges. The first thing is that our industry has many difficulties in order to see the future, because our industry is a multi-industry provider. Mm-hmm. So let's say that we provide services for telecommunication companies, banks, insurance companies, automobile, e-commerce, and many, many, many industries are our customers. Mm-hmm. And each of them, each industry, has their own challenges in terms of the future. Mm-hmm. So these disruptive technologies and movements and events that have occurred in the last 5 years, mm-hmm. because we're not talking about 25 years, they have not necessarily attacked our industry by itself, but the industry of our own customers. Mm-hmm. So let's say nobody, as you saw there, nobody, I can't imagine anybody calling for a cab, you know, anywhere in the world right now. I mean, there may be some countries, but it's not going to last forever. So these huge contact centers that were, put in place to provide the service for reserving your cab, mm-hmm. they disappeared within, I don't know, a 1 year period, mm-hmm. after these platforms as Uber and Tapsi. We had Colombian kind of Uber style app, and then you go to GPS, these GPS companies that have a lot of ITO guys working on analyzing routes with their algorithms and stuff like that, mm. and they would charge $20-$25 per month. They just disappeared when Waze just came in, and you know, it's for free and it includes traffic, and it happens so fast, so rapidly that it's very hard for us to see it coming, you know. We have to understand very well our industry, not our industry, but our customers' industry, to actually get a better view of our of the challenges that are coming. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. This has to focus on added value, but it is really hard to say what added value is. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have talked about KPO, knowledge process outsourcing, services and stuff like that, but I think there is a lot of uncertainty of where our industry should be moving forward within the next 5 years. Let me give you an idea. With the Colombian government, about a month ago, we were discussing about the strategic plan for the country, mm-hmm. in terms of different industries. And, of course, contact centers and BPO is one of the important ones. And they were talking about what kind of kids do we need in 5 years. Mm. Not say 15, but 5 years. Mm. What competencies they must have, because they will not be talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. They may be talking a little bit on the phone, but they will be chatting, they will be analyzing, they will be doing some other things. And we have had hundreds of hours of discussions with psychologists and, you know, social people and stuff like that. And we haven't been able yet to come into an agreement of what the profile of our education system should be in order to have these kids, you know, taught for our industry in 5 years. Yes. And it's one of the challenges that we face. Yeah. And the other one, you may have seen it yesterday, we talked about millennials, because mm-hmm. millennials, as they said yesterday, are the present. Just, they're not the future. You have one right here. Many aren't. And millennials are different depending on their income, depending on where they were born, and depending their social status. But the wave is moving so rapidly as a tsunami, you know? So basically in a couple of years, they will all be pretty much the same. Differences in terms of ages and regions and stuff like, and stuff like that. But these millennials are, first, our employees. This is our first time, our first job in company industry. So they're currently our employees, and they're being managed by older people, like me and like some others. So we're 40, 50-year-old people trying to understand and lead 50 years old, and that's giving us a lot of trouble. But then these millennials are our customers. Mm. And the two different kind of customers that we have in the industry, they are the consumers, the final consumers, and we still don't understand them. We were just talking that we invested a lot of money in terms of security information, security data standards and stuff like that. But we haven't invested enough in terms of how to migrate to talk to these consumers, the final consumers. And then these millennials are our buyers, because these 25, 27-year-olds are working for Claro, Movistar, AIG, MetLife, and they are the ones that are choosing which contact center has to work with them.
Yeah.
And we don't talk on the same level. We don't speak on the same level. They want something cooler. They want something easier. They faster. And we're old. I sometimes feel like I'm managing Kodak. That's something I said in the lunch yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's one of the that I think is are the main challenges.